broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
It is a great day to be alive on this Thursday, Brewers! Brewers! My name is Ben Brust, alongside Kyle Wallace, no Bradley Northman. Alex Strofe's running the show. UKBN Nation, as always, can get into the show, interact with us on the Carbless Talk and Text Line. This is more. Always can see our beautiful faces on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. And, of course, the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app. Download it. So easy to use. You can listen live at any time, anywhere. Listen back. It's all there for you. What's going on, Kyle?
Hey, man, listen. Great day to be alive. The Brewers have 12 games in a row. Burger date officially announced for Wednesday the 20th. What else could I ask for?
To not have to, I hate off days, like to not have to wait. They deserve an off day, but selfishly, I don't know what to do with my hands.
Yeah, keep it rolling. Keep it rolling. Maybe watch some trash TV tonight.
Like the upside and the downside of day games is I get a night to like catch up on something around the house, because what I've done around the house is basically own the TV. Baby girl, the 1.5 year old goes down.
Probably what, 7, 8?
Seven. Ooh. And you know, these 6:40 games, and then as soon as
baby's down, game is on.
Game's on.
Yeah.
And dinner's already made, or I'm making dinner, but the game is on. The game will not be touched.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, can't be.
And so
work purposes.
I would even say that every morning conversations when my eyes open consist of the Brewers.
Nothing wrong with that.
She's getting a lot thrown at her.
I mean, doesn't she have the Brewers fever? I know she's a Cardinals the fever.
Once again, I even got a Brewers text from her today.
Oh, well, that is wonderful. She's all in.
There's room on this bandwagon. Brewers is what she has said to me, which is wonderful.
That's good. You done indoctrinated her.
Now, what I had to do is throw her a bone last night, because the Brewers played in the day, which meant I had to do something that I was a little intrigued enough to be like, and again, I didn't have a choice. It was like, I've had the TV, the Brewers are not on, like, nothing I need to watch. It's you. So Taylor Swift was on the New Heights podcast, and it was live, and it was...
Oh, it was live?
Yeah. And it
was like a premiere.
Yeah.
Oh, a premiere.
Like it aired. It aired like it was live, but it was pre-recorded.
Got it.
But, I mean, the amount of people watching is absolutely insane.
The internet didn't break.
No, I think they broke their Twitter for the New Heights Twitter account. But
the stream also crashed at some point.
Oh, wow.
And then they got it back up. My overall point was, I have some major takeaways from watching my fiance watch Taylor Swift.
Oh, what did you learn from your fiance just watching Taylor Swift talk?
Our wedding is 8 days away. We're getting married next Friday. I think I had my phone out recording her on video, and she didn't notice at all. She was smiling, gushing, blushing, locked in like my 1.5 year old watching Miss Rachel.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
She did not blink, and I've never seen her gush over me the same way that she was gushing over Taylor Swift opening up on a podcast.
Poor guy. Wow.
I mean, Strofe, you got a Swifty in your house? Do you have, like, I'm not, maybe it's not to the degree I'm exaggerating, but do you Maybe it is. Right. I don't know. I mean, what was your experience? Have you been looked at the way that your girlfriend looked at the podcast or live show yesterday?
Dude, she was sitting pretzel-legged on the couch, leaned forward.
Right?
At the living room television.
What were
I've
they?
Never seen her watch anything the way she watched this. It was rather absurd.
What could they have? Like, what were they? Just Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift speaking. She doesn't talk a lot, so... I think the fact that she did a long-form interview with her boyfriend sitting next to her, and they were all lovey-dovey the whole time, holding hands and playing grab-ass,
totally,
Travis and Taylor.
Totally. Oh, what? This is what you make me a better person.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some definite love between them. But, like, they threw it in my faces when I had to watch it, and I'm like, oh. Less puke.
So wait, y'all women's got googly eyes over Taylor Swift more than they have googly eyes over y'all. I mean, yeah, you have a baby, and then you have your wedding on the way, and you have.
That's what I'm saying.
She looks at you like that.
She looks at the baby. She looks at Taylor Swift with more attentive eyes than she looks at me.
Well, the baby, I can understand.
Yeah, Taylor Swift. I'm just shocked. I'm very, very shocked. I can't. I guess the beehive for me, but I don't understand what this whole Swiftie love is all about. All she did was announce a new album. What is it about her life that they learned? Did y'all learn anything? Were you entertained?
I did, but like again,
shame y'all came away jealous.
I don't care about her life like she does, and like I'm trying to think. And when I'm watching the Brewers, I guess I'm pretty annoying and
No, it's different. Sports is different. This is just an artist. Sports is different because it's live, not pre-recorded. But on top of that, sports galvanizes a lot of people, and it represents a city. See, Taylor she does music for people. See, when the Milwaukee Brewers win, it's not just about the Brewers. It is about the Milwaukee part, right? It is about the community, the town, the city, everybody coming together, feel like we're all in it for one thing that matters, and it's the city we love and the state
that we love
as well.
When I'm driving in my car on the way to work, I'm seeing, people in Brewers gear and hats and, It does galvanize this state.
Yeah, and Taylor Swift, I mean, I guess she galvanizes y'all gals.
Galvanized? What else do you want us to use? Encapsulates?
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I
can't
relate.
Look at vocabulary, Benny.
I guess he must have learned something
on the podcast.
I'll tell you
yesterday.
What, Travis has learned a lot from Taylor.
Yeah, I know. I learned that too,
yeah.
Stroke.
Well, what has he learned? Did you guys walk away from this? So as you were watching, because you said lovey-dovey.
I enjoyed it.
Of course you enjoy it.
Yeah, you're a simp.
Yeah,
I'm not a simp. Yeah. What is it? No.
She's a showgirl and you're a school girl.
Number one, that's a podcast I watch anyway. I like Jason and Travis Kelce personally. I like the podcast. And I'm kind of a music nerd, and they talked a lot about her tour, which was the biggest tour ever. The parts I didn't like, let's get to those. Number one, they talked about her sourdough bread obsession for like 40 minutes.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, but that's all the rage. You can't tell me that as your girlfriend had a sourdough.
Never.
Have friends with a sourdough obsession.
Yes.
Exactly.
Wait, is sourdough a thing right now?
It's all the rage. And so
what?
She
it's
was.
It's a big rage.
What?
Yeah.
Wait,
they played the hits. They got her to talk. They talked about the lovey-dovey stuff. They talked about sourdough. They played the hits to the audience. It's what they did. And I watched my fiance googly-eyed over Taylor Swift more than she's googly-eyed over me 8 days before our wedding, and I know I shouldn't be concerned. I'm now presenting myself as the jealous type.
Well, no, you're not the jealous type. I'm the confused type. I got a couple questions here. I'll start. Sourdough. So a sourdough sandwich has been around for centuries. What you're telling me, or
sourdough
I should say
bread.
Sourdough bread has been around for probably hundreds of years, or at least 100 years, or at least 50, 60 years. Why is this a thing?
I think COVID hit, people were looking for hobbies
to
do.
I think he's absolutely right.
And now there's like a sourdough starter, and then you got to do something with it every day.
We are such sheep. My goodness. Sheep. And then the other thing is, what is it about Travis Kelce's love with Taylor Swift? Because they're not engaged. They're not married yet. We're going on, year three?
Yeah, this will be football season three.
If he loved her so much, he would have put a ring on her, as Beyonce said. So what is it all about that? What you should have said is that...
I'm not going to lie. That's the first thing I looked at. I was like, if they're coming on this podcast, is she going to have a sparkly ring on, and announce to all the fans that she's actually moving into a relationship and we don't have to think about her breaking up with him and doing a whole album about him?
No, I don't think we're getting that. I think they're actually, she looked amused by him.
I agree, amused. Nice. They get old.
They
she
look
like
nice
35,
together.
He 36. They old.
Does anybody else's spouse like throw Taylor Swift at them? Like,
What is Taylor doing? Though, the Showgirl album, I tell you, the cover, okay now. Nah.
But what
okay,
I'm telling,
now, Taylor,
what I'm telling you,
girl.
Kyle, is I know you're going to talk about, you know, how she looks on the cover of the album.
Surprise
but
me.
I have been told because
fair.
Because that I don't think that she's that great of a singer, that I, like, she, my fiance goes, like, you lose all credibility as a person when you, like dead serious. She goes, I don't know if I can trust like your opinions about anything if you don't like. It's like slow
can you,
it down. Like,
can you
I,
ask? Can you ask your fiance to send us a song, or it can be live. It can be live. Send us the best she has ever heard Taylor sing, or a national anthem. Yeah, that's it. That's it. I'm not saying her songs aren't catchy. I'm just saying the girl can sing, but she can't sing. And so I'm just very curious. I just want to hear the best that she can give.
Like, I guess I just
I don't think you're wrong with that.
I don't understand the obsession.
Folks.
Like, the catchy, like, she lives a private life, great. Catchy songs, eras, tours, all great. But, like, isn't what we love about our sports teams and the Brewers and everything that we get to see is, like, their personalities and who they are?
Yeah.
And I know that's what made this podcast great, but why... Props to her for building a fan base without sharing anything about herself, but I don't want anything to do with that.
Like, you are coming off a little bit as a jealous type. I mean, what do you think, Strofe? Strofe, obviously, he watched it, and he saw his woman have googly eyes about Taylor Swift, and he doesn't seem as fired up as you are. It seems like
I wasn't upset or jealous like Ben sounds. Ben sounds like he's jealous of Taylor Swift.
Well, you weren't jealous watching your girl sit crisscross applesauce? Leaning and looking at Taylor Swift?
No, because, to go back to something Ben said, does your girl throw Taylor Swift at you like she has me? Yes.
Yes, so, and she's throwing it at my daughter, too.
Oh, no.
That's what I said.
No, that's
Kyle, I told her on our drive in today that Kyle and I were discussing that some of these song titles and album titles...
Showgirl?
Might
mommy
be
playing Showgirl? Hell no.
Might be inappropriate to have our daughter be listening to as her brain is forming.
What did she say?
She goes, like, I won't talk to you about this ever again. I think you're being absolutely ridiculous.
Good take by her.
So when little baby Bruss says, "Mommy, I want to hear that Showgirl album," y'all just okay with her saying that?
Who's y'all?
Hey, that's you okay
Kyle,
with y'all? I didn't realize.
What
four-year-old
is referencing the name of an album?
Nope.
Regurgitate a lot of crap.
Now she's gonna go to school talking about Showgirl, and she'll get in trouble. I never forget. I was 6 years old. I went to a camp. There was a movie called Booty Call that came out, and the boy was running around Marshall High School saying that Booty Call, Booty Call. So I went home. Went to my grandma's house with my dad, and I said Booty Call, Booty. Boop, hit me in my mouth. Hit me, pop me. Yeah, I was a kid. My dad did that.
That's fine.
Because he said, "Don't you say that."
My dad grabbed my shirt and said, "You disrespect me ever again."
Showgirl is more like musical theater.
No, it's not.
Oh,
Showgirl
no,
is
it's
shaking
exotic
that tail
dancers.
And sitting there showing
no,
that
not.
Skin.
Stroke.
I'm going to air you out. I'm going to air you out, Stroke. Because
that's why she was wearing burlesque clothing in all of the pictures about the
and
album.
And you saw her booty cheeks.
I did
okay.
Make a comment
oh,
about
yeah.
her booty.
Okay, then.
Not the cheeks. I didn't see the cheeks. I just saw the curve.
That reminds me, Kyle, of when I was a young kid and I got Grand Theft Auto as a fourth grader on a family vacation
oh, hell yeah.
in Florida.
Did who got it for you?
My parents, like a gift to
they
me.
They didn't realize.
Well, no, my grandfather and one of my parents were sitting there as I was playing, and I'm a blissful. As you guys know, I'm very blissful.
No. You were a kid. We just sitting there shooting up and stealing cars like
no,
nothing.
No, what I did was.
Oh, you took it to the back.
What I did was, like the verbatim, hey, watch this. When I pick up this person on the street, the car shakes and my health goes up.
The last time you played it for a couple years?
The last time they took the game the rest of the trip.
That is
and
wild.
At that point, even when they took it away, I didn't understand.
Oh, I knew. Oh, I knew.
I was a late bloomer.
I knew. I knew what was going on. Ah, she was a showgirl too, Strofe.
Yeah,
she's on the corner. Showgirl on the corner.
That's what we want. That's what we want the youth of America
learning
about.
That's what showgirl means.
Yeah, well...
Strofe,
Taylor Swift is more annoying than Strofe the Clown.
Yeah.
Strofe the Clown guy chimes in on the Carbless Talk and text line.
I feel bad for Strofe. If you have daughter Strofe, I feel bad for him. My kids can't hang with your kids.
The Brewers need to start... Not the Brewers. The Brewers need to do whatever they're doing and continue doing whatever they've been doing. I think we need to embrace the Brewers and put the past behind us and stop living with this, well, what if I'm worried about, worried about, worried about. I have something I want to share and have Kyle react to. Strofe, I got a bone to pick with you later about the Brewers. A whole lot coming at you, KBN Nation. Brewers!
Brewers! Bone to pick!
Next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
I'm about being young, wild, and free.
No, you're not.
I'm about being...
You're not young, wild, and free.
Yeah,
I am young.
You're not
wild,
that.
Every time I ask you to do something, I check with a girlfriend.
Wait, why are you taking so... Yeah, why are you going personal? Why are you going to talk about business?
I could still be free with a lady.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Me, that's my whole world.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Alex Strofe running the show, deciding to play whatever he wants. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talking text line. I simply just hear somebody talking with some beats in the background.
Is this from Showgirl?
We're T-Swift haters around here.
Is this from Showgirl?
No, I just like, now I'm leaning in because I've been told like that all my opinions are invalid because I don't, like... appreciate Taylor Swift the way my fiance wants me to.
Yeah, a little irrational.
Show some respect.
No. So she didn't drop any songs from the album?
Just a teaser.
Was
now,
it good?
I haven't listened.
No, she didn't, release any music.
I just made that up.
Announced the album. It comes out October 3rd.
No, but no song?
Not yet. I assume there's probably not even a taste of a song?
Just a podcast. Just getting into her life.
Oh, that's pretty whack. She really doesn't care about the Swifties.
Just an FYI, the Milwaukee Bucks schedule has dropped.
Yay!
18 out of the 82 games will be either on streaming platforms or like primetime television networks.
Because
You get you got Peacock, Prime, NBC's got some, Prime, Peacock, Prime,
that's right,
Peacock, NBC, Prime. Damn, a lot of these are on streaming services, just like the Brewers are on Apple TV Plus come tomorrow.
Yeah, no, this is where the world is going. Gotcha. They got y'all. This is what it is. Y'all wanted to cut the cord. Now look what it is. Now we can't even watch the books.
I think it was kind of like you got forced to cut the cord.
Yeah. They pushed that. Cut the cord. Now look at us. Now we got to watch Peacock and Prime.
So what I do want to talk about
I just realized I don't have Peacock. Got to get somebody else.
Get somebody to share their password with you. What if I told you that I think you, Kyle, even yesterday as we were talking about the Brewers' success yesterday and just sort of living in the moment of what they were doing, you just kept looking ahead. And I get that, right? Like the end goal people want is to win a World Series. A wise philosopher once said, with great power comes great responsibility.
Was that a philosopher or was that a character?
Spider-Man. Or Uncle Ben. Uncle Ben told that to Peter Parker.
I don't think Uncle Ben was the first person to ever say that.
I understand that, Strofe. Just stay with me.
You said with great power comes great responsibility.
With great success comes higher expectations. And I think it's time that we start embracing those expectations. I saw Mark Tauscher hit on this on Wildy and Tausch. Like, we don't have to be scared about talking about the Brewers potentially winning a World Series.
Okay,
this
team is
great. We got to stop saying the word. They're good. We got to start saying they're great because they've proven to us that they are great. They have proven to us that they have an opportunity to actually win the World Series this year. So this is about changing the mindset. This is about enjoying the moment, but also realizing that what they're doing is setting themselves up for a position where they're skipping the wild card, they're in the divisional round, and you're setting your eyes on a playoff run that gets you further than you've ever been since 1982 to the World Series with the confidence that you can actually get it done in a 7-game series the way this roster is put together. What's in the past is in the past. What's in the last 6 out of the last 7 years of playoffs and the 2018 heartbreak, go back to 2011, go back to the last 5 playoff series that they've been in and haven't won. You can throw all of that
out the window.
Sure can.
This is different. This is a different team in the second year of the NL Manager of the Year's tenure who has a pulse on how to pull every player the right direction, the team buying into that mentality, the player stepping up for each other, picking each other up when they need each other, whether it's defensively, offensively, pitching staff, whatever it is, they do it together. This is a different group. And so, like I said, with great success becomes higher expectations, and it's time to start embracing, as a Milwaukee Brewer fan, those high expectations.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, because yesterday you was yelling and screaming,
yeah,
having a vein pop out.
I wanted to live in the moment, and you were being annoying.
You were living in the moment for what? They won 12 straight.
Just appreciate 12 straight just doesn't happen by accident.
I know.
So, yes, you did trigger me.
You know, I won 13 straight, right? I enjoyed 10, 11, 12, and hopefully we get to 13. I have that expectation. So I'm glad that you're finally embracing, because one thing I really felt like a lot of Brewers fans were doing, if they were running away from expectations, right? They were running away from the fact that there is something bigger on the horizon that we're trying to attain, and they just wanted to focus on, but we're winning. Yeah, that's cool. I'm loving that. But at the end of the day, I want the Brewers to win a World Series. I want them to win a championship. They are the best team in baseball, and nobody can second guess that based off how big of a lead they have from everybody else in baseball. So I'm so glad that you have finally come to the bright side. Call us Mr. Brightside, baby, because we're thinking about championships with our Brewers.
Jonathan Brust says that he wants to compliment the Brewers. Strofe, if this goes sideways, you know to Seinfeld him out the door. Jonathan Brust, my brother, good day.
Hey, JB.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you today? Hey, Kyle. Hey, I got two things to say. One, if you guys want to have some fun today, your resident teammate who is a Cubs homer is driving up to his lake house. And said he's going to stop with his dog at George Webb to get some burgers for himself and his dog. So if you want to call this a captain today, you can definitely do that.
I got no time for Cap Brewers coming up to Wisconsin.
Cap owes us a jump.
And by the
lake.
Way, he's so stupid that the burgers aren't even available today because he doesn't know a thing and just wants to be a clown.
Listen, that's what he said on air. Though. So I just want to say, I don't know how people cannot, you have to like this team. As a Cubs fan, it kills me. They are so likable. You don't have a true star. It's a team, and it's everything that a team's supposed to be. You know, from the outside sees that's kind of cool.
Cut him off before he says something that is blasphemous, because
that's
appreciation for what is going on here in the city of Milwaukee.
And I think that JB, your brother, shout out to JB, he is not the only Cubs fan that feels that way, because typically when we talk about the Yankees, when we talk about the Red Sox, when you talk about the Dodgers, you talk about all the evil teams that spend all this money. You can't hate when the little guy all of a sudden becomes the great team. You can't hate when the team that doesn't spend a lot of money, but they have the grit, they have the fight, they have everything that they want on this team without
It's hard to not like.
No, you can't. Everybody loves the underdog story, man, and that's why it's hard to dislike like the Milwaukee Brewers. So I know Cubs fans are living in agony watching the Brewers win all these baseball games, but they're probably sitting there saying, these are just a likable bunch of guys. Look at them. I don't even know. Andrew Vaughn, and people know the Andrew Vaughn story. If you live in Chicago, even if you're a Cubs fan, you probably heard of Andrew Vaughn. You heard the Andrew Vaughn story, especially when he got traded. You probably knew somebody that said, good riddance. Now look at them. Everybody's like, oh my gosh, all they do is win, these freaking Brewers.
It is amazing. Diana McGuanago. What do you got?
I have three things to say.
Oh,
first
wow.
Of all, Brewers, listen.
Go ahead, got you, Dirty D.
Ben, don't interrupt me.
Hey, I gave you a compliment
she
yesterday.
Said, don't interrupt her.
Okay, first of all, Brewers, let's get it. Second of all, I'm not a Swiftie fan either, Ben. And third of all, Kyle, you better not hurt that chipmunk or you're going to deal with me.
It's dead, Diana. You got to deal with him.
What you, whoa,
Diana,
whoa, whoa.
It's a dead chipmunk.
No.
He killed Alvin.
No, I did not
he
kill.
He poisoned Alvin.
I didn't poison Alvin. I fed him.
Fed him poison.
He was hungry. He took it.
What
he
was
took
number
two
on Diana's list?
It was she hates Taylor Swift, too. Oh. She's not a Swiftie. Yeah. First one is, let's get it. Let's get it. I'm all
Brewers,
with it.
Brewers, let's get it.
I'm with it, boy. I'm telling you, man. Everybody, this pandemonium that we have for the Milwaukee Brewers is not about burgers, but it's all about team, man. I'm just so excited for this baseball team and so excited for you, Ben, to finally embrace what this team should have, and that's called expectations of winning it all.
Jonathan Brust is still on hold. He texted me individually. I still have another compliment.
He texted me that as well.
Do we give him the floor?
Come on.
Go ahead, JB.
All right. So the other thing I was going to say about Brewers fans, it must be because of the team. The team is so likable, they're making Brewers fans likable. So my daughter's boyfriend went up to the game because he's a Mets fan last weekend with his father.
Cool.
His dad and him went to go after, you know, the ridiculous throw from center field that nailed the guy at the plate, which you guys I saw online all went berserk about.
Yeah.
Get up, go to leave. Keys are nowhere to be found. So they go searching the stadium. Everywhere, will call, desks, bathrooms, stands, no keys. Someone says to the dad, maybe they're in the car. They get to the car, keys are in the car. But there's a kind note at the car. The keys are there with a piece of paper that said, you left your car on, we want to shut it off for you.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I'm glad.
How do you leave your car on?
They're
wild,
from Chicago.
Man.
They're from Chicago.
They got something in the water,
yeah,
as Kyle
yeah.
says.
We got lead here. They got something extreme, boy. Tell him he's very lucky that them Kia
the
boys
were running around American
boy,
Family
he
Field.
Would have been driving, yeah, they, boy.
That car would have been towed.
Yeah, it would have been towed. It would have been a good time. It would have been on one of them pages. No, that's what's up.
They would have had to go to their phone app and say, track my car, and then they would have found it, not how they left it.
That's wild. They must have been running late. That's wild.
How do you leave your car in the parking lot?
I don't know. You need
but
to talk to your
shout
niece.
Out to that Midwest hospitality.
That Midwest
hospitality.
That's
bigger and better than anything that Kyle and I just said.
Yeah, no, I'm glad they didn't get their car stolen. But yeah, that's great, man. I'm glad people are realizing how great we are and how great Brewers fans are here in Wisconsin.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Alex Stroph. Brewers are just amazing. I don't know what to do with my hands. They don't play today. They don't play today. And it stinks.
Well, you should rewatch the Taylor Swift podcast.
No, I've already been signed up for something that wasn't in the family calendar that I have to go
to. What's that?
That I'm still not getting details from my fiance of what the hell it even is.
What
if
is
we
it?
Have a sitter or when I'm out till. Like,
what are you doing?
I don't know.
You just know you're going
some
out?
Some festival, park, music. I don't know.
Oh.
Something.
Oh, sounds fun.
What is
no,
it called?
No, it doesn't.
Music. Jazz
in the park. Oh.
You want to jazz in the park?
Yeah. Jazz in the park.
That's apparently.
That's on Thursdays.
It's cute out there, man. I'll tell you who's performing.
That's
if
you a great park.
Know.
That's great. I'd rather just sit around before we get married.
I would rather sit around before I got married, too. But guess what? We don't own our lives anymore.
No. I'm not the man.
Soul for summer. Respect. Oh, it's going to be good.
What we got?
Why? I might go. Soul for summer. Respect. A tribute to Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin.
Mm.
That might actually be worth it. It's 5 to 6. 5 to 6.
Now, concerts on the square when I was younger, Stroph and Madison, I'm sure you've been to many of those.
Several, yes.
Yeah.
Just, you know, I mean,
I'm getting old.
You got to make compromise. Let them know you need to be home by 7. I'm
if,
serious.
If we have a sitter, then I can't.
I mean, this would be good. The only problem with this is that the main act may not start until 7.
When's it go till sundown?
To 9. Ain't no way you stay in 6 to 9 with the bugs out there and all that. Ain't no. It's
bugs. I don't go outside much.
You know. Oh, there's bugs. I went maybe last year. A lot of bugs out there. A lot of bugs.
Will Stroph over under Jason Wilde, Brewers math, a whole lot more to get to, and still that bone to pick with Alex Stroph. It's Kyle Bruss and Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. This is Kyle Bruss and Ortman, KBN.
You said they are a reflection of their head coach.
Yes, yep. He saw it as he proved with you by signing that damn jersey you had a you
preach
think
it.
You think Campbell would have signed that jersey?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
It's ESPN.
On the Carbless talk and text line 800-990-3776, Taylor and Waukesha. Ben, if your sitter canceled and you had to pick one replacement, who would you pick, Kyle or Stroph? That's tough. That's extremely tough. But it's got to be Kyle.
Really? I was going to say, yeah. I mean, I could take care of kids. I take care of kids all the time. I mean, the changing the diaper thing might be rough, so I might just say, change the diaper before. I'll check halfway through. We'll put it a bit.
All right, Stroph.
I mean, I'll change the diaper now. But I'm just saying, I don't really do poop and pee well.
It's a baby.
Kind of half the battle, man.
I mean, you're only gone for 2 hours. She can't hold it for 2 hours.
She's a baby.
I'm just kidding.
I think Kyle's out.
No, we'll be fine. We'll watch TV together.
We'll be fine. And no, we shouldn't be watching TV. She should play with toys and you should read books to her.
Okay, fine. We'll read, but we'll put on Miss Rachel or Taylor Swift.
No, I'll put
on Taylor. Look.
Strofe, you're hired. You can't, you literally just do everything.
Who the hell said I wanted the job?
You don't want the job. I'm saying if I had to pick. You're hired.
No, I kids
no,
love
there's no,
me.
No, there's
kids
no,
love
you're,
me. What you want to eat? What you crying for? What you want to eat? Okay, whatever you want, girl.
Yeah,
whatever you want.
You are.
I don't like peas either. Come on, get some of these chips.
She likes peas.
Not with me, she don't. You think those are good? Try some of these. yeah.
Well, lucky for me, I just found out by being called an idiot that she told me that this was a girl's night. Strofe time.
It's time for the Wheel of Strofe.
Good call out, David Garcia. Shouldn't the title read Can't Stop Winning? Why did you title our YouTube title Milwaukee Brewers Win Burgers Can't Stop Losing?
Are you drunk?
No. That's the second time I've been accused of being intoxicated on the air today, though.
Well, then what does that say about your state of mind and what you're presenting to the audience?
Too many pills you done took, man. For your sickness. Why did you say can't stop losing?
I was probably working too fast.
What about losing?
There's no losing in our minds right now.
Can't stop, won't stop?
I think I was going to write can't lose or something. And then I wrote can't stop. I don't know. I don't know what happened. It's fixed now.
Fixed.
Thank you for the call out.
All right, let's hit it. It's Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace with Alex Strofer on the show. Wheel of Strofe time.
Wheel of Strofe!
Oh, good
spin.
Those
push-ups are paying off, folks.
Look at you, man.
Oh, good stuff. The green, which equals money.
Oh, I love money. Johnny Manziel, baby.
Which equals a conversation we had earlier this week. About the Oklahoma quarterback whose Venmo transactions were leaked, signaling that he may be sports gambling.
UCLA, USC.
And during that conversation, I believe, Ben, you said you should always do something on Venmo.
Make it private.
Are you aware that you have years and years of public Venmo transactions?
No.
Okay, so here are three of my favorites that I'd like you to explain.
Dang.
Don't threaten me.
It might have went on air what you said. I heard somebody's life being threatened.
Pee outside? You paid somebody, your former roommate, I believe.
Jeez, you have so much.
January 10th, 2019. Pee outside.
Dude! You have literally
so many.
Scrolled. This is funny.
What else you got?
What does it mean? What does pee outside
mean? I don't know. When was it?
January 10th, 2019.
Dude, that was 6 years ago. You think I remember a transaction?
You paid, I believe she was your roommate, right? Brittany?
Pee outside.
Pee outside.
Who is Max?
Max?
Hey, Kyle, this is my segment.
Oh, Max was my tailor.
Your
the
tailor.
Custom suits. He flying from Thailand.
Oh, okay. He flew in from Thailand?
Yes.
Yeah, he did more than flying from Thailand, boy. I'm telling you.
You paid in 2018 Frank Kaminsky. You paid him for this bleeping hangover.
That was probably Frank Kaminsky night when his jersey got retired.
Oh, excuse me. April 30th, 2017. So no, couldn't have been that. It just says this bleeping hangover.
Oh, that's us hanging out in Chicago in the
Your very first Venmo transaction, April 5th, 2017, to a man named Peter. Not buying Northwestern?
Oh, Calcutta. I've been doing the...
Yeah.
We didn't buy Northwestern when they made the tournament. We wanted them.
This one's just for dinner, but I guess I don't know who this is. I assume this is Greg Scalzo's father, Richard Scalzo?
It could be Dick Scalzo Jr. or Dick Scalzo Sr. He's got a brother and a father that are Richard Scalzo.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Learn something new every day.
What happened to Bruce?
I don't know.
Back January 18th, 2019. You use Venmo.
Oh, also.
They probably babysitting
Bruce. It said poor Bruce.
This was the last one I screenshotted. July 11th, 2019 to the best man of your wedding. Just a rose emoji. He buy you flowers or something?
We must have won money on like a Rose Bowl bet.
In July?
Dude, I don't know.
Also, what a douche. Ben Brust, you paid to Brittany, your roommate. E-class. You just said E-class gas? What was the purpose of saying? Why did you say gas? Why did you have to flex?
Because I'm a douche.
E-class.
Also, how unbelievably worried were you? I wasn't going to do anything bad to you.
Well, let me know if
there's
anything bad.
By the way, they're all public, so.
Are there any damning?
There's a few I wasn't going to read.
Well, damn, not everyone's running my Venmo like these college athletes.
Who went
Wheel
to?
Wait. Stroke.
Why did Josh Gaster give you money for the, for the hotel, not hospital?
Hospital would have been a better story.
Did you find the Jesse Nelson wedding present for $50?
You were private at that point. Kyle, I thought you didn't have Venmo. I couldn't find yours.
There it is, baby. We keep
Jesse Nelson
private.
Chimes in. What a pull by the producer of Will the
Entouch. Absolutely right.
Greg and I purchased from China Rose Lavelle jerseys for the Women's World Cup because she was a Badger and she was crushing it in the Women's World Cup because we made one of our fans, doesn't listen to us anymore because he's from Canada, not Ricardo, but Michael, and we were crapping on the Canadian soccer team for being sad because the USA ran up the score and won 13-0 in group play.
Dang.
It's like y'all Canadians can't even score 13 goals in a tournament.
They've come a long way.
Another good spin. God, I'm good. Green again.
More Venmo transactions.
I couldn't find Kyle's. I was trying to get both of you on that.
I got his.
All right. You do have it?
I just Venmo'd him so I can click on it.
It's pretty private. I don't have anything up there.
So, this George Webb phenomenon, by the way, next Wednesday, right before our ESPN Wisconsin Fantasy Football Draft in Rapotawatomi, George Webb from 2 to 6 p.m. will be giving out burgers. Somebody clearly didn't get the message that it would happen at a later date. And also, that you have to wait until they actually win the game.
Yeah, the game wasn't over when this happened.
Here's a 911 call from yesterday.
King 227 at George Webb, 19555 West Blue Mountain Road. He called 911 because they won't give him his free burgers for the Brewers game today. He was advised the game wasn't over yet. Not sure if the subject is still standing.
He was advised the game isn't over yet.
But also, that wasn't the rules of the promotion.
He was, there's some hungry, hungry hippos around Wisconsin.
Small breaking news on the day of NBA release day.
Amir Coffey
has agreed to a one-year deal with the Bucks.
Is he back? Didn't the Bucks have him?
No, he was on the Clippers like forever.
I'm thinking Amir somebody else then. That's it?
Yeah, we're late.
We got to get to over-under, baby.
Oh!
We got some 4XL t-shirts to give away.
Good one today.
And I'm also going to tell you about America's National Park of Speed. Get out of your house this summer and go visit Road America. Since 1955, they've had it all happen at Road America. Camp on site all weekend, bring the RV, rent an RV. I've done it all. I guess I do have a kid 16 and under, so I have to bring a baby girl, Isla, because she'll be free with a paying adult at the gate like myself. So get on over there for the GT World Challenge. And also, just get to roadamerica.com for the entire race schedule and buy tickets and go enjoy affordable family fun conveniently located between Madison, Milwaukee, and Green Bay in Elkhart Lake, the largest road course in North America. Go have some fun. Over-under's coming up next. Let's go caller 6 and caller 9. Caller 6, you're going to hear Alex Strofe's voice. He's going to give you a category. You are allowed to say over or under based off the line he sets of how many answers Kyle and I will get correct out of 10 guesses. If you're correct, you win. Caller 9, you're stuck on the other side. If caller 6 is wrong, you win. So, somebody's going to win. 800-990-3776. Caller 6, caller 9. 800-990-3776. It's over or under on Kyle Brust and Ortman. Coming up next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
Student Athlete Support Fund is something I was looking at. I'm ultimately likely going to give to the
College of Letters, College of I was in life.
Long week.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Brew Crew Tuesdays are back on August 19th.
Time now for Over Under on Kyle Bruston Ortman. No Nortman, but I did FaceTime Brad today, and I heard his voice.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it? How did it sound?
It's not for me to disclose. If you want to see how he sounds, you guys should reach out yourselves.
I guess I didn't realize he could do phone calls.
It was a quick FaceTime after voice there.
He's doing good?
He's doing good.
I'm going to text him.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Alex Stroh.
Won't
no
help
Nortman.
You hear his voice.
Carbless Talking Text Lines 800-990-3776. List is more. We're on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. It's time now for one of our favorite games that is Over Under.
Will the guys hit the over or will they disappoint? It's time for Over Under on Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
Over-under time on KBN. Caller 6 today, Taylor in Port Washington. He is on the over. Caller 9, Dan in Waupun. He is on the under.
That's where the prison at, ain't it?
I believe there is a prison there, yes. There's more than one prison in the state.
That's the big one. No one go there. You going to Waupun, your life is over.
What do you want me to do with that?
Oh, it's the truth.
Just get into the topic.
Fellas,
most
today,
populated prisons in Wisconsin.
How'd you know? Read my mind. Now, I'm looking for the 10 Packers with the most receiving yards in 2024, both the regular and postseason. So combined between the regular season and the postseason. The 10 Packers with the most receiving yards in 2024, high over under today. 8.5 is the line. Need 9 or 10 to hit the over. Who will be our final answer?
Should be our Packer backer, but I think we can knock this out.
I'm full transparency. I was locked into Waupun.
You don't know the topic.
What was the topic?
I'm only going to tell you once. Your time starts.
Wait a minute, Ben. Before you start the time, what's
top
the
10 Packers in receiving yards last year, playoffs included.
Oh, last year? Okay. Yeah.
You want Kyle or Ben?
I got it.
You can all be right. Final
three,
answer.
3, 2, 1.
Jaden Reed final.
Yep, number one, 903 yards.
Tucker Kraft.
Tuck final.
Number two, 733 yards.
Romeo.
Romeo O'Romeo.
Final.
I guess you didn't say final, but that's correct. Number four, 614 yards.
Let's go with Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, I mean, he was on my list, but I was just trying to think. Josh Jacobs final.
Yep, number six, 382 yards.
382 at six.
Watson had over 400
yeah,
yards.
Yeah, Watson final.
Number three, 620 yards.
Tay Wicks
final.
You have the top six. He was number five at 454.
Okay, we have Emmanuel Wilson, Malik Willis. Wilson, excuse me. Excuse me, goodness. Emmanuel Wilson. I can't even read my handwriting.
Like, Musgrave didn't play. Ben Sims didn't get enough yardage. Malik Heath, Bo Melton.
Malik Heath, he should be on that list.
2 minutes.
But I think Emmanuel Wilson.
Why am I missing like another fringe wide receivers?
A fringe wide receiver? You did Romeo.
No, like
for the Packers?
Is that 1 minute or 2 minutes?
No.
1 minute left?
Oh no, 1 minute in.
No, Malik was like your number five last year.
Malik Heath.
Yeah. Malik Heath should be on that list. How many do we have to get? 8 or 9?
9.
Oh.
You really were locked in.
Nah, man.
Let's go Malik Heath final.
He is number 8 on this list.
How
with
many?
97 yards.
Oh, so
Ben Sims?
No, well, Luke Musgrave actually, he did play.
I know.
I would put, I'm trying to think, Musgrave or Ben Sims. Where we
have Musgrave, Melton, Sims.
Emmanuel Wilson should be on this list, right?
Probably.
Yeah, I would think he should
Emmanuel
be
Emmanuel Wilson final.
He's number 10 on this list, 71 yards.
1 minute.
Okay, how many do we have?
We have Musgrave.
You have 8.
Musgrave, Melton.
You need one more.
You want to go Ben Sims because he was more healthy?
Musgrave, Melton, Sims.
I mean, Luke Musgrave, how many games did he play? Did we say Malik Heath?
Yes. We have all 8. We have 2 more. And Sims, Musgrave, and Melton.
You're missing number 7
three.
And number 9.
I have Chris Brooks, Luke Musgrave, Ben Sims. Is there somebody that we're missing?
30
who may
seconds.
Have made an impact as a wide receiver last
guys
year.
Guys have two guesses left. You need to get one.
I would just say Musgrave.
Musgrave final. Didn't like it.
So it's Ben Sims.
I wanted Sims and Melton as my last two.
Luke crap, Musgrave was number Melton. 11, by the way.
I forgot about Melton.
Bo Melton final.
10. 9.
And then it's Ben Sims or
eight,
Chris Brooks? Ben Sims?
7.
Chris Brooks.
Chris Brooks. My bad. I forgot about Bo Melton.
You weren't locked.
You got, I wouldn't lie.
You got water all over your
spilled.
Desk and your papers.
It's oh, spilled. No. I would say I helped.
If anything, you were more confusing. Like, you tried to hurt me when I was trying to get the Brewers strikeout
leaders. What happened?
With the water?
I
knocked a couple. You started talking about Wapan. I started shivering.
Worried about your life ending?
Nah, I mean, no. That the maximum security penitentiary is Wapan. No, we don't go to Wapan.
Isn't that where Dahmer... According to Ryan and Madison. Yeah, let's just talk about Cheez-It pizza. That's a happy thing. It's a legendary snack cracker, that Cheez-It, and it's now available in frozen pizza. Each crust is a giant Cheez-It-flavored cracker crust that's square-shaped, and it is ultra-thin, super crispy, and the perfect amount of Cheez-It flavor. It is, like, legitimately, when I read that, I want to reiterate, when you taste it, it's the perfect amount of Cheez-It flavor. So it's not like you're eating Cheez-Its, but you're eating pizza with that Cheez-It flavor. The way that they were able to combine Cheez-It with the crust, it leaves me speechless every single time I put it in my mouth. One of the top, on top of each crust are flavors perfectly that complement the Cheez-It taste, including Italian four cheese, cheddar jack supreme, and pepperoni. With one of the shortest bake times, truly, 8 minutes, you put it in, bam, it's ready for you. You will be cheesing with Cheez-It pizza. Find Cheez-It frozen pizza at your favorite grocer's pizza section. What do you mean, what's the deal?
I think deal is going on right now.
I got that for you next time.
I'm already going to send it.
Your urban pie for the BBQ chicken?
I'm going to get, I think it's Connie's too or something like that.
I will tell you what it is next time. We'll talk about Palermo's.
Can't wait.
We'll be back in 2 minutes.